The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Again, welcome. Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. What an unusual, unique, and diverse afternoon with our phone calls. Just, I love our audience. I love the diversity in our audience. I really do, and I love the generosity in our audience, and that has been displayed just recently through your gifts, your giving to the Bible League. Now, our campaign is over. It's done. It's finished. If you go to the wordcolumbus.com, the giving banner is no longer there. The campaign is really over. I believe you could still call 800-YES-WORD if you really want to. But I just want to give you probably the final update and just rejoice and praise God for your incredible generosity. And the fact that somewhere around 200,000 people are going to be impacted by God's word because of you folks. Now think about that. Somewhere around 200,000 people are going to be impacted because of your generosity. All right, we started the campaign. We had a $6,000 matching grant on the table. We really wanted to raise $6,000 because when we raised $6,000, every dollar was doubled, matched. So when we reached $6,000, the matching grant kicked in, which made it $12,000. So our goal was $6,000. With the matching grant, it was $12,000. Well, some more people gave last night. Every day, the total has increased, and we right now are at $19,895. $19,895. We're $105 away from $20,000, and our goal was six. With the matching grant, it was 12. Just unbelievable. So again, thank you. And the campaign is basically over. But if you still want to give, call 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD. Well, there was a lot of controversy over whether the Washington Nationals were actually going to go to the White House. Of course, they've won the World Series. Made a lot of history. I believe it's the first World Series where the winning team didn't win any home games and won all of the away games. I don't think that had ever happened before. So the Washington Nationals are the world champions, and I'm kind of happy about that because I grew up with the L.A. Dodgers. That was my team, the Dodgers. I barely remember it, but I do remember when the Dodgers left Brooklyn and came to Los Angeles. I don't remember what year that was, but I was very young. But I do remember it. And I especially remember when they were building the Ball Stadium at Chavez Ravine because of a lot of controversy. There was some weird, bizarre religious cult. some guy wearing white sheets, and he was their religious leader. And they had kind of camped out where they wanted to build the stadium at Chavez Ravine. And they were laying down in front of bulldozers. And I was just a young kid, but I remember that. And I've always had this thing for Dodger blue. My brother-in-law worked for a large savings and loan out there. And their company had box seats right at first base. And we used to go to the boat. But anyway, I was hoping the Dodgers would make it once again to the World Series, but the Nationals knocked them out. So if anybody was going to win, I was rooting for the Nationals because they knocked out my Dodgers. Anyway, a couple of days ago, when was the World Series? Tuesday? Wednesday? Anyway, there were first news reports out that they were going to boycott going to the White House. And I thought, oh, that's terrible. They're from Washington, D.C. Are you kidding me? They're not going to go to the White House. Well, today it was announced that the Washington Nationals will be visiting the White House this coming Monday to celebrate the franchise's first ever World Series title. The White House made the announcement on its official Twitter account today. The team defeated the Astros in 7 games, and they will be visiting the White House on Monday. I understand there's going to be a couple of players that are going to boycott, but for the most part, most of the team is going to go as they should. This is so petty, ridiculous. And personally, I think anti-American. The president is the president. Okay, you don't like his policies, you honor the office. If you're a sports team representing America, the White House is the people's house. Okay, you don't like the president, go to the White House and honor our country. But anyway, a whole lot of teams have refused to go during, and you know, I don't remember that happening under Obama. Now, Obama had about the same approval ratings as Trump does. Not everybody liked Obama. I didn't like Obama. But I didn't see this boycotting the White House, but a lot of people disagreed with Obama, but we did not see the vile, vitriolic hatred towards Obama that we are seeing towards Trump. Since we're speaking of sports, I brought this story to you. It's been several months ago. The University of Michigan established what they call the Bias Response Team. Yeah, this is the school up north. Not long ago, they established the Bias Response Team. And the purpose of the Bias Response Team was basically to suppress free speech. Their job was to go around the campus of the University of Michigan, and anybody who was speaking, talking, putting up posters that were not politically correct. They were basically silenced by the Bias Response Team. It was a direct attack on the First Amendment. Well, a free speech group filed a lawsuit against the University of Michigan, a group called Speech First. They're a civil liberties-focused organization based in Washington. To be honest, I have no idea whether they're conservative, liberal, or something in between. But Speech First filed a federal lawsuit against the University of Michigan saying, hey, this violates the Constitution. Well, evidently, the University of Michigan saw the writing on the wall and realized they were going to lose the lawsuit. So they have now disbanded the Bias Response Team. No more. They have done away with the Bias Response team. But they're replacing it with the Campus Climate Support Function Group. I have no idea what the Campus Climate Support Function Group is going to do, but the university released this statement. We are committed to providing support for those who may have been targets or affected by campus climate concerns. Interesting what the threat of a lawsuit will do. So I guess free speech will be a little freer at the school up north. That's a victory for the good guys. Yeah, sometimes the good guys do actually win. All right, we're going to take the final break, and we'll return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
How many times have I made the statement that the liberal left does not deal with facts and truth, but emotion and mostly hysteria? Well, this is illustrated by programs just recently in the last 2 days. In fact, this Wednesday, this past Wednesday, on NBC and CBS, the morning programs, the third hour of today on NBC and CBS this morning. Both of those programs on Wednesday had experts on the air talking about climate change. Now, they did not say global warming. They said climate change. But it was a great deal of hysteria. In fact, let me read. On Wednesday, both NBC's Third Hour Today show and CBS This Morning engaged in climate change projections as they touted dire predictions that huge portions of land around the world would be underwater by the year 2050 and displace hundreds of millions of people. On the Today Show, co-host Dylan Dreyer proclaimed, quote, "And speaking of climate change, on the flip side of that, too much water actually becoming an issue. Rising seas could affect way more people than they previously thought. This is an estimate for 2050, which is only 30 years from now. It shows that 150 million people are now living on land that will be below high tide by 2050. Now, what's the problem with that? Well, if you do just a little bit of research and go back 30 years, all right, 2050 is 30 years from now. If you go back 30 years from today, go backward and look at the projections, there were many of the top experts that were saying 30 years from then, which would be 2019, 2020, much of Manhattan in New York would be unlivable because it would be underwater. Al Roker got in on the thing and said that much, I'm not sure why he picked out Vietnam, but he said 20 million people would be displaced in Vietnam alone. Just in Vietnam, in 30 years, 20 million people in Vietnam will be displaced because of rising tides, seawater. Then the expert on CBS This Morning said, quote, "Scientists from Climate Central say that that means 300 100 million people would be waterlogged in just 30 years. So NBC said 150 million. CBS said 300 million. Now, it's interesting what the news media decides to report. If there is a glacier that is melting, and there are some that are, some glaciers are melting. That you will see on front page. You'll see it on all the news programs. But you will not see this. In Antarctica, there is an unusual and completely unexpected increase of sea ice. And I'm quoting, "In East Antarctica, the ice sheet rests on major landmass, while in West Antarctica, the bed can extend to more than 2,500 meters below sea level. In contrast to the melting ice of the Arctic sea ice, the sea ice around Antarctica has been expanding beginning in 2013. So what's the bottom line here? In some areas of the world, temperatures are increasing. Some areas of the world, temperatures are decreasing. In some areas of the world, ice mass is decreasing. Some areas of the world, ice mass is increasing. Some areas of the world, the sea level is rising. Other levels of the world, sea level is declining. The problem is, what is reported is what brings hysteria and emotion to the political agenda of climate change. Folks, most of this climate change hysteria is not science, it's politics. Please remember, God created this planet and put in an internal thermostat. And most of the hype and hysteria is not based in solid science. It's to achieve a political goal. Just remember that. Hey, speaking of remembering things, please remember to be in a good Bible-believing church this weekend. If you don't have one, seriously, what a great weekend to start the search for a solid Bible-believing church. They're out there. May take you time to find one, but you can find one. And please, folks, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.